Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and this is the last book, chapter, in the book of Joel. We're reading through the Bible, and this is chapter 3. And let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless this tape. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for eternal life, for the Spirit, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the New Jerusalem. We thank you that we are your dwelling place, and that, Lord, we dwell in you and you in us. Thank you, Father, for your word that brings forth much more faith, and thank you for all the blessings that you've been pouring out down upon us. Pour down even more on us as every one of us receive your word, and let everyone open their hearts, their spirits, their spiritual minds, to receive the things that you've prepared for us. Lord God, for this day, before the foundation of the world, in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's go.
King James Version, chapter 3.
Now what we're doing is I am paralleling the King James Version, and then I do some expounding. And we have the commentary that I've written out here, and so that all of you can maybe understand the Bible just a little bit better. All right, praise the Lord.
King James Version, verse 1. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations, and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people, and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and parted my land.
Okay, now do you know what the valley of Jehoshaphat is? Anybody? Well, I'm going to explain it in this message, so go ahead now and read the commentary.
Judgment against enemy nations. Commentary, verse 1.
See, God uses enemy nations to chasten his people, but then he judges them afterwards as well, after his people repent, or if they never repent, then they are killed and done away with. All right, then what?
Quote, at that time, when I restore the prosperity of Judah and Jerusalem.
Okay. Read again the King James.
For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah.
So when he brings people back from captivity, that means that he's causing them to prosper again. Once you're in prison, you're not prospering anymore. But he says, I'm going to bring again the captivity, all right? He's going, I'm going to bring my people back. And so I'm saying in prosperity. Amen?
Amen.
Because when you have things, when you're locked away or you're a captive, well, you don't have anything. All you have is just the everyday drudgery. And when he brings you back into prosperity, then what?
When I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations, and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat.
Okay, now continue. Read again then. Commentary.
Quote, at that time, when I restore the prosperity of Judah and Jerusalem, end quote, says the Lord, I will gather the armies of the world into the valley of Jehoshaphat. Bracket, the valley of Jehoshaphat is part of the Kidron Valley between the temple and the Mount of Olives.
Okay. Now, the temple was up on the hill. I've been there. And then there's a valley that comes down, and it's just, you can see a highway down there, just right from the temple site. And then all of a sudden this mountain goes up, and that's the Mount of Olives. So that's it right there. Okay?
Yeah.
I was there, at the Wailing Wall, and you just walk about a few hundred feet, and you can overlook the Mount of Olives. So it goes down, because you're up on top of a hill, and it goes way down, and there's a little highway there that goes off to Bethlehem, which is about a half hour, 45 minutes away. But right on the other side of the highway, across the way, that's the Mount of Olives. So read that again,
okay.
That part.
The Valley of Jehoshaphat is part of the Kidron Valley between the temple and the Mount of Olives.
Yeah, it's down there by the highway. Okay, that kind of brings it home a little bit when you mention highway.
Yes.
And you see cars going back and forth on it today in these modern times. Amen?
Amen.
Make you understand a little better?
Yes.
All right, then what?
Jehoshaphat means Yahweh or God is judge.
Yeah, Jehoshaphat, it means God is judge. God is the judge. That's where he judges people. He's going to set his foot down on the Mount of Olives. Right across, right up there across from the temple site. Okay? Right, you know, you go up to the valley, he sets his foot down on the top of the Mount of Olives, and it's going to split right down the middle. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
This is a symbolic place of judgment and decision.
So it's not really talking about this valley. Well, this particular place there is it's a symbolic place. It means God's judgment. Jehoshaphat is God is judge. Amen?
Amen.
Or Yahweh is judge. All right? Then what? I'm getting a little more detailed in this message because now that I see everybody's receiving the messages, I'm going to become more elaborate in all the messages. I could have been more elaborate before, but I didn't want people to go to sleep on me. All right? So I think it's more fun to know, you know, all the details, don't you?
Yes.
I hope you feel the same way. Then what?
When the Bible says remnant, it means those who are saved.
Yeah, he says, well, there'll be a remnant of this person. That means there'll be few people here that will be saved. Remnant means saved. A remnant of people that are saved. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. I shall explain it as we go along. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
When the Bible says remnant, it means those who are saved, those who have called on the name of the Lord. Zephaniah 2:7.
Okay, I read it.
And the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed thereupon. In the houses of Ashkelon shall they lie down in the evening, for the Lord their God shall visit them and turn away their captivity.
So it means when you can lie down, that means you can rest peaceably because God is on your side, because your mind is on the Lord all the time. And you have to, you trust His word that if you do that, that no harm can come to you. Amen?
Amen.
You can lie down, that means. You don't have to be on your feet, you know, with sandals and staff in your hand or a sword or anything like that. You can relax on worry of anything in the world, but you can't relax your mind stayed upon the Lord. That has to be there in order for you to be able to lay down. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Back to verse 2. There in the valley of Jehoshaphat, I will judge them for harming my people, for scattering my inheritance among the nations, and for dividing my land.
Yeah, and see how they're dividing the Lord's land today? This is symbolic of the end times. They want Palestine, the Jews, to give up so much of land over here, and they've already given up so much of it. They divided the land of Israel. And there it is right there in the book of Joel, where it's saying he's going to punish them for dividing their land. Because that land God gave to the Jews. Amen?
Amen.
And it's amazing that people can read this. I don't believe they do. And if they do, they haven't got any sense, you know, or they just really don't have any faith in that God is going to do what he says he's going to do, because they're not paying attention to the rest of the word, which shows all the other things that he's doing, that he's foretold of by his prophets in his word, all the things that are happening today. And so he says he's going to get them. Then what else? For dividing his land. That's God's land over there. Amen?
Amen.
You know, that's what the Lord hates about the devil, because he's dividing his people. God is symbolic of the Holy Land, and the Holy Land is symbolic of the Kingdom of Heaven. And God and we are symbolic of the Kingdom of Heaven, because the Kingdom of Heaven is in us. Amen?
Amen.
You know? So, keep going.
Okay. King James Version, verse 3. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for an harlot, and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink.
Okay.
Commentary, verse 3. They cast lots to decide which of my people would be their slaves. They traded young boys for prostitutes, and little girls.
Yeah, in other words, they wanted to go and have a prostitute tonight, and says, I'll give you a boy. They have a prostitute. It's a custom that when people take over a country, they grab all the different people, and they sell them as slaves. When you're captive of a different country back then, you grab all the boys you want and all the girls and all the men and women, and you can auction them off. It's money, because they use it for legal tender or money or currency, human beings. And they took God's people, like, they say, I want to go and have a whore tonight, so here, whore, you know, I'll give you a boy for, or I'll give it to the pimp, a boy for one of these prostitutes here. I say, okay, give me the boy, go into the prostitute, and I want a jug of wine, too, so here's a girl. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, then what? Because when you're captive, when the country is captive, everyone in that country is, when they have been overcome by an enemy nation, everybody in the nation becomes their slaves. Okay, and they could sell the slaves. That was the custom. So go ahead.
Commentary verse 3. They traded young boys for prostitutes and little girls for enough wine to get drunk. Bracket, cast lots for my people. End bracket. When a nation was conquered, it was a common practice to distribute the newly found slaves by drawing lots. Boy as payment for a harlot, girl for wine. Today, this sort of thing continues in the world. The terrible condition of actually using boys and girls as money, currency, to pay for a night with a prostitute or to get a jug of wine.
Yeah, today also they're kidnapping. That's why people, I have commanded that everybody, Ted, when you're out, when children are out playing, that the parents, or there has to be sisters there with those children, because what they're doing today is there are what the Bible calls men stealers, kidnappers. And they kidnap these children, and then they take them off to South or Central America and put them in these porn films. They get them all drugged up on a variety of different drugs, and then they put them into the whorehouses. And they tell them, if you try to escape, if you even escape for one day, we know where your parents live, and we're going to go kill them. And we're going to kill your brothers, your little brothers, and your sisters, too. And so don't try to run away. And so they stay in the whorehouse, and they keep them drugged up. And it's the same thing that's going on today. Amen?
Amen.
Because there's no laws today that hinder people from doing things like that. They don't punish people for that. They only punish people that they bring false accusations about, and they punish people that just keep the commandments of the Lord. Very rare, seldom do you ever see them punishing anybody that is of the cult or the world, the beast system. That's why we're like sheep, little lambs among wolves. You have to be very careful to walk in the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then. So what was happening there in Judah is also symbolic of the things that are going on today. The devil has God never changes, and the devil has never changed. He's going to keep doing the things that he always has done in the people that he has. Because Satan has got people held captive, and he sells you right into the pits of hell. Now, you may think you're having fun because he deceives you into believing that having illicit sex is fun, and living a good life and having all kinds of happiness and everything, to just live a carefree life. But people have to remember that there is the Valley of Jehoshaphat, that there is a day of judgment, and God is judge. Amen?
Amen.
And you're going to have to pay for it. It's inevitable. And anyone that has any sense can see that if these things have happened in the past and are still happening today, as he said they would be, then you must know that there is also a judgment, because he said there would be. Amen?
Amen.
So it makes common sense for you to put on the mind of Christ, the mind of God, and just do what he says. Okay? That's the only way you're going to get out of it. The only way to beat the Lord is to agree with him. Amen?
Amen.
And do what he says. All right, what else?
King James Version, verse 4. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head.
That's King James. Now listen to my expounding here.
Commentary verse 4. What do you have against me, Tyre and Sidon, and you cities
of... These are like Palestinian cities, and the Palestinians are still going today and still causing trouble to Israel and causing trouble in the whole world and trying to get sympathy. They have divided the different areas, like the Gaza Strip and all that, to these people, and they still, the Vatican is inflaming God, getting God very angry at them for dividing more and more of Israel to these Palestinians. And so he says, the Lord says, what have you got against me? Because when you're, when people say we're against God, or see, God's enemies are those that are against his people. Because we're God's representatives here on earth. And so God's enemies are those that are against his people, against his word, and against his purpose. All right? So if you're against me, you're against God, and you're not going to win. If you're against any Christian, you people who are the army of God, not the grasshoppers or anything, but the actual salvation army. Amen?
Amen.
You are the enemy of Satan. We are the enemy of Satan. We've been told to pull down the strongholds. Amen?
Amen.
But not with carnal weapons, but with spiritual weapons, the word of God. That's why he commands us to put on the whole armor of God and to carry that double-edged sword with us. Amen?
Amen.
Because if we do what the Lord says, there's nothing that can happen to us unless the Lord allows the devil to have at us, and he really doesn't want that to happen. So just do everything the Lord says, and you'll be secure. You'll lie down in green pastures. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Commentary verse 4. What do you have against me, Tyre and Sidon, and you cities of Philistia? Are you trying
Philistia
to...
Philistia meaning Palestine. Okay.
Yes.
Then what else?
Are you trying to take revenge on me?
Are you trying to make a fight with me, God says? Huh? You're going to revenge me? Take vengeance on me? You little twerps. Okay, then what?
If you are, then watch out!
Then watch out! Exclamation mark.
I will strike swiftly and pay you back for everything you have done. Tyre and Sidon. Speaking of those nations...
No, I'm saying, okay, now here's the explanation of Tyre and Sidon, okay?
Yes.
Then what?
Speaking of those nations in Joel's time who have also been God's enemies throughout history to this very day... Those were the main cities of the Phoenicians, and in these verses stand for all the Phoenicians coasts of Philistia.
Philistine.
Palestine.
The Philistines, or the Philistines, the giants, or one of them was the giant. Okay, then what else? Goliath. Then what else?
A coalition of five major city kingdoms that were the age-old enemies of Israel.
And to this day. All right, then what?
These include the modern area of Gaza Strip. When the word of God says, quote, enemies of God, end quote, it means the enemies of his people, the enemies of his word.
Yeah, if you're an enemy of God, you're also an enemy of his people, his word. Amen?
Amen.
Then what? Because we're the ones that carry his word. All right, then what else? And they're doing everything they can to get rid of God's word. They're making it a law that if you even mention his name, that you'd be stricken out of work or wherever you are. It's right on television, on the news. Amen. So they're the, and this government is the enemy of God. And so we are the enemy of them, but we don't use carnal weapons as they do. We use the word of God. That's why the Lord says if we keep getting his word out, using his sword, then we will not be destroyed. But if we don't, we will be destroyed. So you have to become ministers. All right? You have to witness. Or else, you'll be destroyed. Thus saith the Lord. And he said that to me. And what else?
His people preach his word, carry his word, and live by his word daily.
And we have to live the word daily. Okay, or you're not his people. If you're not his people, you have no protection from him. You can't lie down. All right, then what?
King James Version, verse 5. Because ye have taken my silver and my gold, and have carried into your temples my goodly, pleasant things.
Or precious things. Then what?
Commentary, verse 5. You have taken my silver and gold and all my precious treasures, and you have carried them off to your pagan temples. King James Version, verse 6. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. Commentary, verse 6. You have sold my people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks, who took them far from their homeland.
Back then it was a far journey, because, you know, when you're leaving Haifa, there is a small island called Cyprus that's 99 miles away out there in the ocean, and then you go further into Greece. But that's a long, long way back then, because they didn't have planes and all the other things that we have today. All right? Then what else?
Bracket. Those who have harmed us will not get away with their abuses.
So, now this is me. Those that have harmed us will not get away with those abuses, the things that they have done. Then what?
God will judge his enemies again. God's enemies are those who oppress his people and ignore his word, his power.
They ignore his word. They ignore his power. They don't pay any attention that he can come down and destroy them. They don't pay any attention to that. They just ignore it. Yeah, in other words. Okay, what else?
Since they will face God's judgment on the day of the Lord, we can let go of our hatred and desire for revenge and focus on our own journey toward recovery.
Right, because we know that God's going to get them. That way we can let loose of our hatred and desire for revenge for them, because we know God's going to get them. Amen?
Amen.
Just relax. Don't worry about it. God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So let it go. Amen?
Amen.
Because the Lord commands you to. He said, have faith. I'm going to get them. All right? Okay, if you don't believe me, then who can you believe, huh? If you can't believe God. It's impossible for him to lie. All I can tell is the truth. Amen?
Amen.
So believe it. So don't be angry or hateful, because he'll get you for that if you do. He'll get you right along with all the other enemies. A lot of people think they're Christians and they hate and despise and all the other things. We're to hate evil. Amen?
Amen.
And we're to despise it, but we're still to let it go, just because we know he's going to handle it. Cry out to him and have him handle it early. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what else?
King James Version, verse 7. Behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. Commentary, verse 7. But I will bring them back again from all these places to which you sold them, and I will pay you back for all you have done. King James Version, verse 8, and I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off.
So in other words, they sold them into the Greeks, and now God's going to let them have them and sell them to the Arabs. Okay? God will conquer them, and then we'll say, okay, now let's sell these slaves over to the Arabs. These bunch of weasels that you can't trust. They're cruel. All right? Go ahead.
And they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for the Lord hath spoken it. Commentary, verse 8. I will sell your sons and daughters to the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the peoples of Arabia, a nation far away. I, the Lord, have spoken! King James Version, verse 9. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up.
In other words, this is saying, put on the whole armor of God. Put on Christ. Get ready for war. Okay, spiritual war, though. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Commentary, verse 9. Say to the nations far and wide, quote, get ready for war!
He's telling them, get ready for war. he's telling them to get ready for war too. The nations, come on, because I'm going to make war with you. God's going to nail them. Okay, what else?
Call out your best warriors, exclamation mark. Let all your fighting men advance for the attack, exclamation mark. Bracket, this must be applied to, quote, get into the word, quote, put on the whole armor of God, quote, carry the cross, your cross, quote, fight the fight of faith, quote, prepare for the war.
Right, because God is going to call the enemies of all the lands, nations, against Israel. Amen?
Amen.
And that's happening right now. All the whole world is against us. Amen?
Amen.
And so he's calling them to do it, you know, to so that he can show off his mighty men, his heroes, that will stand before the God of this earth. Amen?
Amen.
We're the heroes, the army of God. Amen?
Amen.
He's saying, come on up here, hither, you know, you people, you enemies of God. Come up against my people in Israel and Jerusalem, because he's going to slaughter them. It's going to take months to pick up their bones. Amen?
Amen.
But just let the people of the Lord prepare themselves for it, so that they don't get frightened, because they got to know that God is going to destroy them. Amen?
Amen.
The enemy. Then what?
King James Version, verse 10. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears.
Yeah, this is just the exact opposite of what it says in Isaiah. Amen.
Amen.
But it has a spiritual meaning, though. Okay, that means, you know, get ready for the spiritual warfare. Okay, go ahead.
Let the weak say, I am strong.
Yeah, say, you can take the weakest person, even a very weak woman that's in on her deathbed or something, and she can be a warrior. Amen?
Amen.
A spiritual warrior. She can be a prayer warrior. Yeah, and cause much damage to the kingdom of darkness. Amen? So everybody's involved, whether you want to be or not. You have to do what the Lord says. Don't say, I'm weak. All you have to do is call out to the Lord. Your little weak voice, even if you can't talk, you can talk to him in your mind and in your spirit to the Lord. And he'll hear you. Amen?
Amen.
So let the little weaklings prepare for war as well. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
Commentary, verse 10. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears.
In other words, here's the definition of that I'm saying, okay? Here's what this, okay? Okay, then what?
Turn even your weaklings to be warriors, beating your plowshares.
Okay, colon.
Pruning hooks.
Colon. Okay, now then.
Is an inversion of Isaiah 2:4.
Right. An inversion is the exact opposite of Isaiah, what, 2:4?
2:4.
Yes. Okay, because it says the same thing. It says take all these weapons and make them into pruning hooks and into plowshares. All right? And this is saying do the exact opposite. But this is speaking of spiritual war. All right? Get ready for war, spiritual war. Okay, what else?
Isaiah 2:4.
Now here's the exact opposite.
And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares.
They'll start having peace. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we have peace too. We're peaceable people. But we are called to fight the powers of darkness spiritually, not with carnal weapons. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
Yeah, because this is the millennium. All right? This is talking about the millennium. But here, the other scripture that says get ready for war and everything, it's not the millennium yet. Okay? This is prepare for battle against the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the word of God. You know, put on the mind of Christ. Get ready to fight Satan with the spiritual weapons of warfare. Then what else?
There, the weapons of war are to be made into instruments of peace.
Yeah, in Isaiah. But not now. We're supposed to leave the farm and war with the people of the Lord in the army of God, spiritual warfare. Amen?
Amen.
When we get to the millennium, then we'll do what Isaiah said, okay, because he's predicting of a different time, a time of peace, a time of the New Jerusalem, where the children shall play on the streets, and the lion will lay down with the lamb. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
It may seem otherwise in Joel, but the wordage is symbolic here. It means spiritual weapons, not carnal ones. We war against spiritual darkness. We must be prepared. It has to do with where we and all others will spend eternity.
Right. If we don't war, then we're going to spend eternity with Satan. We have to fight whether you want to or not. If you want to go to heaven, you got to fight for what this gift. You got to protect the gift that the Lord has given you of eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
And for the promised land. The land that flows with milk and honey. Okay, then what? And the people perish if they... Yeah, if you don't have a vision, you have to visualize it. Amen?
Amen?
It's coming up soon. Before you know it, you'll be there or elsewhere. And we pray that it won't be elsewhere, though. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 11. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Commentary, verse 11. Come quickly, all you nations everywhere! Exclamation mark. Gather together in the valley. Quote, and now, O Lord, call out your warriors! Exclamation mark. Bracket, your mighty ones are
okay. Bracket, explanation of this now. Okay?
Yeah.
Say that. Okay,
okay,
then what else?
Your mighty ones are the heroes of God, or the heavenly armies which carry out his bidding.
Yeah, if you're doing what the Lord said, that's carrying out his bidding. Amen?
Amen.
You're the heroes. Okay? I just want to be one of them, you know? It's not just a one-man show. It's like everybody. You all have to be heroes. Amen?
Amen.
Heroes! Amen?
Amen.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
Yes.
Okay, well, you can't have the title unless you get into the battle. And you battle hard with all your might. Then what else?
King James Version, verse 12. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat.
Yeah, come up here to be judged. God is judge. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about.
That's what Jehoshaphat means. God is judge. To the valley of God is judge. Amen?
Amen.
What it is. Okay? That's manna, the bread of life. Amen?
Amen.
That's what it is. Okay, what else?
Commentary, verse 12. Let the nations be called to arms. Let them march to the valley of Jehoshaphat.
To the valley of God's judgment. Then what?
There.
Is it a fictitious place? No, it's the day of judgment. Amen?
Amen.
It's a symbolic place, you know. Well, there by the Mount of Olives, but it is, it's the place of judgment, all right. Oh, yes. And what?
There I, the Lord, will sit to pronounce judgment on them all. King James Version, verse 13. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Commentary, verse 13.
The winepress, it's overflowing. That means the judgment is ripe. It's ripe. Okay, of the wicked. This is overripe. Ready to put in the sickle and start judging people. March off to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Okay, then what?
Commentary, verse 13. Now let the sickle do its work, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread the winepress, because it is full. The storage vats are overflowing with the wickedness of these people. bracket, explanation of this, the harvest is ripe. The
harvest is ripe for judgment. Okay?
Yes.
The winepress is overflowing with the wicked. Amen?
Amen.
Let's judge, the Lord says. I'm going to sit and judge. Then what?
The winepress is full. Refers to the fact the nations are ripe for God's judgment.
The nations, the Gentiles. Then what?
These symbols are also used for the last judgment of God in Revelation 4.
Okay, read that.
After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were 4 beasts, full of eyes, before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Again, that's why he has the power to judge. Amen?
Amen.
He's just judging his own creation. You are not your own. You may think you are, but you're in his hands. You're going to be in his hands at the last. And you're in his hands right now. And you may not be bright enough to know that, but you are. Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 14. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Commentary, verse 14. Thousands upon thousands are waiting in the valley of decision. It is there that the day of the Lord will soon arrive. Bracket, explanation of this. The noisy multitudes flowing into undecision when now is too late for them to make the right decision.
Yeah, they go into the valley of decision and then they just can't seem to decide, and now it's too late for them to decide because the Lord just takes them and sends them away. Then what? They're too busy trying, well, should I or shouldn't? One day they want to serve the Lord, the next day, or half a day they want to serve the Lord, or a fourth of the day, or 10% of the day. And 90% of the day, or 99% of the day, they do their own thing. So they've already made a decision, and they don't know it. Then what?
The valley of decision is where they are caught.
They're caught there by the Lord, because they waited too long there. Now is the day to make a decision for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You have to make your decision now, because now is the time. You may not live it 5 minutes from now. Or even a second from now. Then what?
It is the place of God's final judgment. The verdict is the same as in his word. It never changes.
His word never changes. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 15. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Commentary, verse 15. The sun and moon will grow dark, and the stars will no longer shine. King James Version, verse 16. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. Commentary, verse 16. The Lord's voice will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem, and the earth and heavens will begin to shake. But to his people of Israel, bracket spiritual Israel, and bracket, the Lord will be a welcoming refuge and a strong fortress.
If you're in the Lord, there's nothing to fear. You have to be in the Lord 100%, not 10% in, or 1% in, and 99% out, or 90% out, or 50% out. All or nothing at all. He wants all the heart, all the soul, all the mind, all the strength. All right? That's it. You might try to save something for yourself, but you better not. Then what else?
Bracket. It is only to his enemies that the Lord is terrible and fearful.
Right, and if you're not with him, then you're against him. You're his enemy, right?
Amen.
And as they say today, he wants 110%, huh? No, 100% will be just fine, okay? Amen. Then what?
Continued commentary, verse 16. To his remnant, those people who have responded to his call, by calling on him.
Yeah, you respond to God's call by calling to him. Amen.
Yeah.
All those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, even you Gentiles. Jews and Gentiles alike. Amen.
Amen.
But you got to call. It's toll free. Amen.
Amen.
The call is toll free, so you don't have to worry about putting a dime in or a quarter, whatever. All right, what else?
Joel 2:32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant who the Lord shall call.
The remnant, those are the ones, to the remnants, the ones that be saved shall be called. Amen?
Amen.
So you're understanding now Bible language a little bit better?
Yes.
Okay. Remnant means the saved. Right?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
He is a shelter and strength.
He is a shelter to them and their strength. Okay, then what else?
King James Version, verse 17. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain.
My holy nation. Mountain means nation. Then what?
Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers...
Yeah, this is talking about the new Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem, the one on earth here, is not the everlasting, holy, cleansed Jerusalem. The everlasting, holy, cleansed Jerusalem is the new Jerusalem. That's the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And they'll be holy for eternity. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read it again just to be sure.
So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more.
Yeah, and no unclean person shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay?
Amen.
The new Jerusalem. No stranger. Take my hand. You can't be a stranger in paradise. Amen?
Amen.
So don't sing that song, Take My Hand, I'm a Stranger in Paradise. Because you're not going to be a stranger there. You have to be one of us. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then what?
Commentary, verse 17. Blessings for God's people. Quote, then you will know that I, the Lord, your God, live in Zion, my holy mountain.
Yeah, so I live in my holy mountain. Where does he live at? If in the holy nation of the Lord, that's the body of Christ. That's us. Amen?
Amen.
We're the holy, we're Zion, the holy nation, the mountain of God. Amen?
Amen.
Read that again.
Then you will know that I, the Lord your God, live in Zion, my holy mountain.
Then we must be Zion. If we're the He said He made us a holy nation. Amen.
Amen.
A holy Zion.
Amen.
Okay, so He says, I dwell there in my holy nation. Amen.
Amen.
Are we not the temple of God, where God lives, He abides?
Amen.
He said He'd abide in us. Amen.
Amen.
So we must be that nation. Amen.
Amen.
We must be the holy nation, Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, then what?
My holy mountain, bracket.
My holy nation. He says, I make you a royal priesthood, a holy nation of people. Okay, there's no such thing as a holy nation here on earth except us. Who else? Amen?
Amen.
If you're of the Lord, that is. That's all those that are included, the Lord living in them. Okay, then what?
Mountain, bracket, means nation, and bracket.
Holy nation. Okay, then what else?
Jerusalem will be holy forever.
What Jerusalem? You mean this earthly Jerusalem over here? No. We're the new Jerusalem. We'll be holy forever. Let him that is holy be remain holy forever. Amen?
Amen.
He'll only live in holy people, you know, people that have cleansed themselves and keep themselves clean. And we're cleansed by his word. Amen?
Amen.
And so if we're one with his word, well, then he has no qualms about living in us as his home. He'll abide there. He says, I'll live in my holy nation.
Yeah.
Who do you think that is? Who? No one but you. Amen?
Amen.
All right. All right, then what else?
Jerusalem will be holy forever means New Jerusalem.
Amen.
And foreign armies will never conquer her anymore.
No foreign army will come in there and enter in there anymore. They're not going to come in or conquer New Jerusalem. Heaven. Uh-uh. Now, there was an army in the old heaven, one-third of the angels, led by by Lucifer, the devil, but not going to happen no more. Amen?
Amen.
That's it. It's over with. Holy forever. No stranger, no weasel is going to enter in. Okay, then what? No impure person. Well, Lord, I've kept all your word 99 9/10% of the time, but you got a blot and a blemish. Nothing with a blot or a blemish is going to come in. I told you, you had to surrender your whole being unto me. But Lord, wasn't that good? No, it's not. My word is not going to change. I'm not changing the word for you. Get out. Oh, he's a severe God. He's a mean daddy. No, he's not. He's good. He tells you in advance what he's going to do, and so all you got to do is do it. Amen?
Amen.
So if you think that there's something so precious here in this world that you must latch onto and hang onto and get a scissor grip on and hug with all your might, then don't feel that the Lord is evil for kicking, not letting you in, because you yourself are the ones that craved it. Craved something here. Okay, then what?
Foreign armies will never conquer her anymore, or not even pass through her or enter her. Bracket, explanation of this. Here Jerusalem doesn't stand for the capital of earthly Israel, but for the purified city where God dwells in his people, with his people.
Yeah, that's the city of where the land is the light. Amen?
Amen.
Do you think he's going to let anybody in there that's evil?
No.
No. Going to let anybody conquer you in there?
No.
No, you're in there and you're free from all that now. All right?
Amen.
Even pain can't get in there. Or old age. Okay? So that should give encouragement to all you old codgers out there. You're going to be young forever. Amen?
Amen.
Just hang in there now. Amen, old timer? All right, praise the Lord. Then what?
No alien. I mean, no unrighteous person will be permitted to enter after the judgment and cleansing of God's people by the Lord, the Word.
Yeah, God's people are cleansed by the Word. The Lord is the Word. Amen?
Amen.
So he cleanses you with his Word, but you have to desire. You have to cleanse yourself with his Word. Amen?
Amen.
He's not going to come down and keep washing you up every morning and every afternoon and every evening. You have to do that. That's your job. Remember, when you go into the shower in the morning or the afternoon, whenever you shower, also shower with the Word of God. Whenever you eat for your natural body, also eat the Word of God. Keep yourself clean. That's just simple. Even a raccoon knows how to clean its face. Amen?
Amen.
So, I mean, you should be as wise as a raccoon, or you have the ability of that of a raccoon. Amen?
Amen.
Cleanse yourself with the Word of the Lord. You know how to go get soap, you know, to cleanse yourself. The Word of God is God's soap to keep your soul cleansed. Amen?
Amen.
Use God's soap. It's whiter than any fuller's soap. Amen?
Amen.
It'll keep you white. Then what else?
Revelation 21:27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
See, now here it is talking about the book of Revelation. Joel is leaping clear forward to the end of time and telling about this place. Amen?
Amen.
So the Old Testament is preaching the gospel here. Joel is preaching the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, right?
Amen.
And the New Jerusalem, and the people of God, and eternity, the kingdom of heaven, right?
Right.
Okay, what else?
King James Version, verse 18. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk.
That's the nations of the world and the cities of the world. Nations are mountains, and the hills are cities. Okay? That's symbol talk, symbolism talk, or figures, or types. All right, and then what else?
And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord.
And who is the house of the Lord?
We are.
Yeah, the fountain shall come forth.
King James Version, verse 18. And the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim.
Yeah, we're the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So, we're the ones that the Lord's going to be speaking through, amen, to the
amen.
World. Let's flood the world with His Word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what else?
Commentary, verse 18. In that day the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the hills...
That's the nations, then what? The hills, then the cities, then what?
Will flow with milk. Water...
Baby Christians, you know, with milk, right?
Yes.
Of the Word, then what?
Water will fill the stream beds of Judah.
The Spirit of God will fill... Okay, then what else?
And a fountain will burst forth from the Lord's temple.
And this fountain, the streams, the water of the Lord will burst forth through the what?
Forth from the Lord's temple.
Well, are we the Lord's temple?
Yeah. Amen.
He said, we are. Know you not that you're the temple of God? Amen?
Amen.
That you don't belong to yourself, you belong to the Lord. He bought you with His blood when He died on the cross. Amen?
Amen.
And you're not your own, and He wants to represent Himself and flow out of you to the world, because His main purpose in this world is for you to become ministers so that to save souls. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
A fountain will burst forth from the Lord's temple, watering the arid valley of Acacias. Bracket, meaning of this, Hebrew valley of Shittim. The valley of Acacias is the barren valley of the Jordan, just above the Dead Sea.
Right, and there's a plant that's called acacia that can thrive out there in this desolate place like that, where no other plant can. Okay?
Amen.
Okay.
Okay. King James Version, verse 19. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. Commentary, verse 19. Egypt will become a wasteland, and Edom a wilderness, because they attacked Judah and murdered her innocent people. King James Version, verse 20. But Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem...
Yeah, Judah will dwell forever. Why? Because all in Judah shall live forever. Judah, Jesus is the Lion from the tribe of Judah. Amen?
Amen.
Shall do what forever?
Shall dwell forever.
Shall live forever. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus shall live forever, and if we're in Christ, and Christ is in us, we also shall live forever. Amen?
Amen.
It's good to know all this, isn't it?
Amen.
Because it just tells the same thing throughout the whole Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
But Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation.
Yes, the new Jerusalem shall dwell forever and ever, because the new Jerusalem is Jesus and us. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus and me, Jesus and you, we're the army of the Lord, okay, that is fighting against the enemy, the devil, and all of his evil angels here in this world. God also has other armies besides us, armies to punish people that are doing evil. The hornets for the giants, and the locusts for his own people, because he chastens them that he loves, and he tries to get them to repent, everyone. Now the Lord is only evil to those that are evil, and he doesn't, it takes no pleasure in those who want to send themselves to hell. But so that he says, repent, why die ye, live, receive my words and live. Then what?
Commentary verse 20. But Judah will remain forever, and Jerusalem...
Yeah, the Lion from the tribe of Judah, all those in the Lion of the tribe of Judah will live forever. Okay, what else?
And Jerusalem will endure through all future generations.
Yes. Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, will be right back here on earth. You know, the new Jerusalem will be right down where the regular Jerusalem is right now. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We'll be in Israel. Amen?
Amen.
The new Israel will be in the old Israel, right there where that location is. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Be right there by the well, there's not going to be any sea, all right? Okay, what else?
King James Version, verse 21. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed.
See, he'll cleanse yours. He's saying right now that I haven't cleansed it yet, but in the last days I will cleanse them. Amen?
Amen.
This is Old Testament, remember. He's saying, I'll cleanse them, but I haven't cleansed them yet, because I haven't died on the cross yet for them. I haven't shed my blood. My blood is the only thing that will cleanse you from all your former sins and all the sins that you, the sins that are not unto death if you repent. Okay? Then what?
King James Version, verse 21. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion.
Yeah, the Lord dwells in Jerusalem. Amen?
Amen.
The new Jerusalem. In us. Are you the house of God?
Amen.
The temple of God? He dwells in you. Okay? So keep yourself clean. Amen?
Amen.
Perfect. Then what else?
Commentary verse 21.
This is the last verse.
I will pardon my people's crimes, which I have not yet pardoned. And I, the Lord, will make my home in Jerusalem with my people.
Yeah, in his people too. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Bracket explanation of this. God will live in his people after they seek his pardon. We are New Jerusalem. He is our head. We are his body.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible. And this was the last chapter of the book of Joel, and I pray that you understand it much better now. And I don't yet know what the Lord is going to have me do next, but I can be sure, you can be sure it'll be good. Until then, may God bless you very much. Praise the Lord. Amen.